Welcome on to the call. The head coach of the Villanova Wildcats, Mark Ferrante. Good morning, Coach Ferrante.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
Well, your team certainly took care of business Friday night. 35-7 victory over Long Island. Just give me your impressions on the game.
Yeah, it was a little strange playing a non-conference game that late in the season. And then to double that up with a Friday night game, it kind of, you know, gets there a little quicker during the week, work week, and so on. But guys come out and did what they needed to do. We had some really good performances in all phases of the game. We had two block punts by one of our freshmen, Elijah Solomon, that set up a 6-yard drive and a 30-yard drive, and we scored on one play on each of those drives to really help get it going in the second quarter. We had a couple touchdowns in the first quarter. Like I said, offense, defense, special teams came out and did a nice job, and thankfully we're able to, you know, take a big enough lead to get some of our starters out, get them a little rest in the second half, and then, you know, play some guys that maybe haven't had as many reps during the course of the year in game situations. So it was great to get a lot of guys on the field.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's certainly not only the unusual situation of the Friday night non-conference game, but to have a game this late in the year with you guys looking at postseason down the road potentially and more weeks of playing, how nice to be able to take control of that game early and to be able to get some guys in and rest some starters.
Well, you know, it was a weird game because, you know, it's a team you never faced before, and a lot of times you play those non-league games, guys you haven't played before, earlier in the year, so a lot of times your preparation is off of their film from the previous season because you don't have enough footage from this year. So I think that was advantageous. We were able to, you know, get all their games just like they had all our games, so we were able to at least see a better group of, you know, you could prepare more for this year's personnel as opposed to the other personnel, because when you look at their previous years, they are just moving up. They've had some really close games. Their defense, I think, was in the top 20 in the country in tackles for loss and so on. So they just had some close games, and their record really wasn't indicative of how they were able to, you know, what we saw on film, especially on the defensive side of the ball. But Coach Collins and his staff have been together a long time, and I'm sure they'll get that group going in the right direction. When you look at their previous season's records, they were really good playing at that D2 level. Now they're up in at our level, and they're trying to get it going, and I'm sure they will in time. But real excited the way our guys showed up, because you never know. Like you just said, you know, we have our big rival game coming up this weekend, and we had a big win against Richmond the week before. So you don't want guys looking ahead, and I don't think our guys did. I think they come out with the right mindset, and we're able to, you know, go out there and put a good game together.
Another big night for Daniel Smith. 4 touchdown passes in the first half. Run for 1 on that first drive of the third quarter before he exits for the night. But now 36 total touchdowns, which is an unbelievable number combined rushing and passing. I know that he had a successful couple years at Campbell, but has he exceeded your expectations?
It's hard to say because you didn't really know what the expectations were. You know what I'm saying? We did watch his film, obviously, and we did, you know, see the numbers he was able to post down there at Campbell. But for him to come up here and, you know, first off, win the job in preseason, and then secondly, play, I guess as consistently as he has and productive as he has, you know, obviously we're real happy about that. Hard to say what the expectation level was because, you know, until he got within the program, you weren't sure how quickly he'd pick the system up and be able to, you know, come in here and do what he's doing. So real pleased with his performance, and he's been a real steady guy for us, distributes the ball well, and as you said, you know, does a good job with his feet as well.
Have you changed anything offensively to kind of because of the skill set and his ability to run?
Well, the offensive scheme kind of has changed, and the fact that we have a new offensive coordinator as well, Chris Bowden. And I know I mentioned this earlier in one of their conference calls. For Dan to come in and pick up Chris's system, I think the fact that Chris was new helped Dan because, as I mentioned before, our 2- and 3-year quarterbacks that have been in our program, the system with Chris was also new to them. So they only had a spring under their belt, so they weren't that far ahead of Dan. It was more of a even level playing field when they went into preseason and competed for the starting roles. So I wouldn't say that it's changed just because of Dan. I would say it's changed because of, you know, Chris coming in and putting his twist to things.
Got an immediate question in queue, if you'll get that for us, Hillary.
Yes, your question comes from Kevin Cesolini with DelawareOnline.com.
Hey, Mark. I was just curious, first of all, how you guys have had to adjust since Justin went out with his knee injury.
Well, the adjustment is we've been playing two freshmen, and now Jalen Jackson is back. So, you know, we were down. We had four. We thought going on the first 4 or 5 weeks, we had a real nice group of four running backs. And then in a matter of, you know, 2 weeks' time, we were down to two. And D. Will Barley and T.D. Ayodurajaye, our two freshmen, I think have been picking up the slack and doing a phenomenal job, you know, holding that position down. And now with Jalen coming back, I think that'll just add, you know, a little different dimension as well. So, obviously we miss Cove. You know, he was having a great season up until game number six. But these guys have done a great job settling in and doing a good job, not only in running the ball, but also, you know, knowing what to do in the pass game and knowing what to do in protection.
Hey, Mark, speaking of freshman running backs, or in this case, redshirt freshman running backs, you know, Will Knight, is you know, has really had a heck of a year for Delaware. What kind of challenges does he prevent for, or does he present for your defense on Saturday?
Well, we remember Will when he came out and then went down to ODU, and, you know, he was a guy that we definitely had eyes on as well. He's a strong runner. He's doing a really good job. I believe he's up to second in the conference now, off of this past weekend's game against Stony Brook, and obviously received the accolades of Rookie of the Week for his performance in that game. So he's a strong runner. He does a great job. Him and number 33, Lee, both had really good games this past weekend from, you know, getting on their film here yesterday and today. And, you know, I'm hoping we can, you know, be stout against the run, which is kind of what we're always trying to do. And, you know, Will Knight will definitely present some problems for us to try to do that.
Thank you, Mark. See you Saturday.
Thanks, Kev.
Your next question comes from Kyle Kensing with Flow Sports.
Hey, Coach, in your time being involved in this weekend's rivalry, do you have any moments that kind of stand out to you in your memory at all?
Oh, gosh. Where would you like me to start? There's been so many crazy games between us and Delaware over the years, you know, and you got to remember, I've been here since 1987. So with Coach Raymond and Coach Talley, that rivalry has been established long before me becoming the head coach. But there's been a ton of them. We needed a win to make the playoffs in 2010, and we got an overtime victory down there. And that finished us at 7-4. Now, if we'd have handled our business out at Eastern Washington in the semis, it would have been us in Delaware in the championship, because that's the year that they made it. That's one of the years they made it to the championship game. So the 2010 game definitely stands out. There was a game where we played at a neutral site down there, you know, in the arena down there where the Union play, and we needed to secure an onside kick at the end of the game and then go down and get a game-winning field goal. There's been so many. There was a game in the mid-90s up at our place here where we actually were down by a number of scores and blocked three punts in the second half to go on and get a win. There's just so many. It's hard to say. Obviously, I'm talking about the ones where we came up on top. But there's been unbelievable games in both directions. I remember the 2002 game where we needed to score on our last drive with Brett Gordon was our quarterback, and, you know, he threw a touchdown at the final seconds of the game. So there's so many, and it's one of those games where, you know, throw the records out the window. It doesn't matter who's playing for what. It doesn't matter what the overall record is, what the conference record is for either team. This is a game where it's going to bring out the best in both sides, so you got to be ready to play regardless of what's going on.
Thank you.
And your next question comes from Kevin Cesolini with DelawareOnline.com.
Hey, Mark, I got another one for you. I mean, do you guys go into this one feeling like if you win, you're in? If you don't win, you're probably not in?
It's not up to us, Kev. You know that. So So I think if we can get a victory in this game, I think we'll have a real good shot at getting in. And that's always going to be our focus. You know, the focus is we always talk about winning the game that particular week. And this week, just the rivalry adds a little extra flavor to it, I guess, is kind of how we address it with our guys. So regardless of the outcome of the game, Kev, it's not in our hands and it's not in our control as to what happens beyond that. So the key is let's get 1-0 this week and let's go in there and hope we can keep the Battle of the Blue Trophy, you know, in our facility.
Gotcha. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
You got it.
All right, Mark, thanks as always for the time today.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks. Bye.